99.9 FM W260 CMB Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Multiple sources confirm House Speaker Mike Johnson has crafted a plan to keep the government's doors open beyond Friday. CBS's Carissa Lawson has details.
The offer involves potentially pushing back the government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd. This would likely involve another short-term funding bill to give lawmakers more time to complete work on appropriations. The offer was made during bipartisan talks with staff members from both the House and Senate.
CBS News projects former President Trump will win the Republican primary in Michigan. His opponent says she is not shutting down her campaign.
Despite another loss, Nikki Haley has vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Haley, I don't think there's a soul who thinks she's going to get the Republican nomination. They have to be voting for her to send a message. It's really a strong never Trump vote.
Haley's campaign is out with a statement saying since Trump became president in 2016, he lost Michigan Republicans the state House, state Senate, and governor's mansion. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a dispute over whether a bump stock device is a machine gun under federal law. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms determined that bump stocks take ordinary assault rifles and convert them into machine guns by firing a large number of bullets automatically. Machine guns are not lawful for civilian purposes. Bump stock firearms were once lawful until the Justice Department decided otherwise.
Macy's is closing 50 stores by the end of the year and another 100 over the following two or so years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says this is the second downsizing for the big department store chain since the pandemic.
Macy's CEO Tony Spring said that the company needed to shrink its footprint, not just in the number of stores, but also the size of the stores. The company intends to open smaller versions of the chain.
Two of those charged in a deadly shooting at a Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City might use Missouri's Stand Your Ground law to back a claim of self-defense. Gun policy expert Robert Spitzer says the law will make it harder for prosecutors to get a conviction in the case.
The Stand Your Ground law does provide a viable defense, even in the face of these complicating circumstances that they started firing when thousands of people were right there.
The Army says it's restructuring so it can better fight the next war. It's cutting the size of its force by about 24,000 soldiers, or 5%. The reductions will mostly affect slots that are now empty. The Army's Special Forces would lose about 3,000 slots. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest of the cost will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers at the podium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think really does equate to some success at times. And over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. These quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. I thought our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some rain and thunder in the overnight, and then that rain will switch over to some snowfall. Accumulations of snow well under an inch. Lows will drop to the lower 20s. Gusty northwest winds. On Wednesday morning, snow, then clearing. Highs in the upper 20s. It's 33 at our studios.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. County Board Supervisor and Alderperson Melissa Caprillion joins me in studio Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., right here on WRJN.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with the incomparable Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, producing and engineering. Also taking your phone calls when you give us a ring-a-ling. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Welcome into the program. Glad to have you along on an extremely warm, nay I say, hot, muggy, and moist Tuesday afternoon.
It is downright balmy and kind of disgusting.
Mr. Zommers, I know you're feeling a little bit under the weather, but thank you for making the effort to come in today. We appreciate that. You're a little out of voice, but here you are. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to try and talk as little as I can, just because I'm probably going to end up coughing if I don't do that.
Is it something you picked up over the weekend in Chicago?
Probably. I can't imagine it's not, because...
Do we have to worry about COVID procedures now, do you think?
I've had COVID before. This feels absolutely nothing like that.
Really? Okay.
But
what does it feel like?
Well, I don't know what kind of illness it feels like, but it feels like I have a little ball of steel wool down in my throat.
Ooh.
That sounds a lot more harsh than it is.
Right.
Well, it's a softened steel wool. Maybe it's a scrub daddy or something.
Well, you know, as my mother would say, a little lemon and honey.
Absolutely.
I don't have it here with me. I'd give you some. So we'll let Mr. Zommers rest as much as we can. But in all seriousness, thank you for coming in today to do the show. And we wish you well. Hopefully you are feeling better. Big show today. First of all, yes, the weather is a story. We are going to be about 50 degrees cooler tomorrow at this same time. We're going to reach highs in the 70s in part of Wisconsin today. And tomorrow will struggle to get into the 30s. Huge front coming through tonight, late this afternoon into tonight across Wisconsin. And it's looking like the most severe, or the chance for the greatest severe weather, is southeast Wisconsin. For our listeners, particularly WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, and down in WRJN, Racine in Kenosha, there could be very damaging, I guess all hail is damaging, but some truly damaging hail. They are saying now, the NOAA forecasters are saying that if you live, say, in Waukesha or anywhere south of that, so Waukesha, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, those areas, try to park your vehicle if you can, either inside in a garage or under something, because there is a chance for some pretty large hail in extreme southeast Wisconsin later this afternoon into this evening as this big front moves through. I know our friend and colleague at WRCL in Richland Center, Phil Nee, is going out to do some sports broadcasting. He says he's taking a winter coat with him into the high school because he expects to have to wear it when he comes out. I mean, the studio right now, I mean, I'll just be honest. I'm pantsless right now. I am wearing no pants in the studio.
I'm wearing shorts. But also the producer booth is slightly cooler.
It is.
I would actually say significantly, like multiple degrees cooler. Yes.
And then there's a fan in the engineering room. There's been a great big fan hanging out in this office for months. And it was by my desk. And I said, well, I'm sick of this. I'm taking it into the engineering room in there, NASA Control Central. And so I went in there this morning, and Sam, one of our other fine producers, I said, well, I'm going to use this fan today. So I bring it in here to the control room and I plug it in. Nothing. Dead Ooh. As a doornail. The thing's just been, it's a piece of trash, you understand? It's just taking up room. Now, I do have pants on. My mother will be texting me going, are you really pantsless?
Yes, he does have pants on. Can't confirm.
But it's hot.
It is very hot.
I said this while I was on the Matt and Air on Air with Jane and Greg. It reminds me of the old Late Show with Craig Ferguson. He had a sidekick. It was an electronic robot named Jeff. He was a gay robot. And there's nothing wrong with that. But he was Jeff the gay robot. He was fond in times of this saying, quote, it's hot as balls, unquote. I would agree. It's too hot. You understand? It's too hot. In fact, the show is going to be too hot today. Not too hot, but a fantastic show coming up in hour number two. Because what the headlines today are the Michigan primaries. People going to the polls in the state of Michigan. Coming up in hour number two at 1:30, we are going to talk to the authority on Michigan politics, particularly on the Republican side. We're going to have Jeff Timmer here with us via StreamYard. He's going to be here the whole half hour. Jeff is the former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party and now is a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project, along with our friend Trigvi Olson. He also co-hosts a podcast, I believe, called A Republic. So Jeff Timmer joining us live from Michigan in hour number two. He will break down what to look for tonight as the results come in on both the Republican and the Democratic side. And we'll see. I spent a lot of time talking yesterday about the South Carolina primaries over the weekend. And again, if you watch the mainstream news the last couple of days, they're setting this up and they want people to focus on, oh my gosh, is Joe Biden going to stub his political toe with these people who are, you know, pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas over there in Michigan, trying to make a big deal and saying we're going to vote? Because in Michigan tonight, you could vote none of the above. Kind of what happened to Nikki Haley out in Nevada. So these people are saying, oh my gosh, there's going to be all these people voting none of the above. And this is a rebuke of Joe Biden. Yeah, there's some people that are, you know, and you could say rightly or wrongly upset about what's going on in Palestine right now in Hamas. But the percentage of people that may vote none of the above tonight on the Democratic ticket are going to pale in comparison, I feel, we'll ask Jeff Timmer, to the percentage and number of people who are going to vote Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. And we saw this in South Carolina. Trump got 60%, sure. But 40% of South Carolina Republican primaries voted against Donald Trump. And 59% of those said they would not vote for Trump in a general election. And the Associated Press releasing their results yesterday of a poll that one in five of Republican voters nationwide say they will not vote for Donald Trump in a general election. I think that's the much bigger story to watch for tonight as the results come in. But we'll ask Jeff Timmer in hour two, again, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. So looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. And here, the wonderful Chris Casper from our engineering department says he has turned on the air conditioning. It was 76 degrees, he says in here.
Yeah, it turns out heat is not what we need right now.
No, the heat is on. Great song, by the way, from the 80s, I think. If you want to weigh in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I have a couple of things. First of all, I'd like to inform you, Todd, and all of the listeners, that we obviously have absolutely no proof or evidence of global warming here in Wisconsin. It's absolutely not happening.
It's the 27th of February and it's 70 degrees. No, none.
Yeah, I am sitting in my car. It is 67 degrees in Green Bay. I'm in shorts in February. I feel like I'm in Florida, not Wisconsin, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, as far as the Biden thing goes and people saying that they're going to vote non-committed and whatever, you know, there's a lot of talk on the right about the liberal media and how, you know, the liberal media owns all the television stations and blah, blah, blah. But all I've been hearing by the so-called liberal media is stuff against Biden, painting mm-hmm. him as a weak yeah. candidate. And I don't know where this liberal media is, because they're sure not doing President Biden any good.
I appreciate the question, Steve. We'll ask Jeff Timmer this in hour number two. He's dealt with national campaigns and knows a lot of people in the national sense. My feeling is that it's this weird thing with corporate network executives who think that somehow they can garner favor in the Trump camp, should kind of hedging their bets that should Trump win, that somehow he'll go soft on them in terms of pulling their FCC license. If, you know, they're just a little quote unquote more fair to Trump in this election. That's just my take.
Yeah.
But well, I, and of course that's ridiculous because he won't have any mercy on anybody.
I just got to say this to you, Todd. And then I'll get off the line. If that's the point where we are with our media, then that is a scary slope, because the media is supposed to be the mouthpiece between us, the citizens, and the government and the communication piece. And if they're being bought and paid for by big politicians, that's a slippery slope we're going down there, Todd.
Well, let me make clear. I think reporters are still doing their job. Reporters, I think this is like high level ownership, you know, corporate network executive level. That's just my feeling. But anyway, thanks for calling, Steve. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Port Edwards. And Rob in Port Edwards, what say you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Referencing one of the comments that you initially made with the folks in Michigan, if I understood this correctly when I heard it on the radio, that you believe that these individuals are pro-Palestine, but what got my ire or concern is that you said they're pro-Hamas. I'm also one of these individuals that at this point in this whole debacle, I'm pro-Palestine in as much as the Palestinians in and of themselves didn't start this thing. Okay, Hamas did. Just because they happen to be Palestinian doesn't mean the Palestinian people started this. I mean, you can go down the rabbit hole, go back to 1948, how all of this came about, you know, where the Israelis wound up with property and the Palestinians were pushed off and promised for years and years, and that never happened. But I'm not even going to go there.
Sure.
The gist of it is we are funding a very, very intense, in my term, genocide. That's what's happening. You can term it differently or rephrase it however you choose to. But what the conservative government in Israel is basically doing is flipping the single finger digit to President Biden and saying, we're going to jam this because we're going to shroud ourselves in anti-Semitism.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. Up against the clock. I want to get your answer quickly on this. But do you also recognize, and you're right, not all pro-Palestinian people are pro-Hamas. You're right about that. But do you also recognize that if Trump got another term, he would be absolutely 10 times worse, more anti-Palestinian than Biden could ever be?
Which plays right down the Israeli Knesset and Bibi's alley.
But it was Trump that moved. It was Trump that moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I mean, that was Trump, not Biden. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. The heat is on. The air conditioning is on here in our studios. Thank you, Mr. Cass. You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language,
Help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Coming up, I'm looking forward to this nervous anticipation. Been a while since we've done a What's Worse. This is a fantastic one today, let me tell you. I have here in the studio, for those watching the stream, my box of Wheaties featuring former Wisconsin Badgers J.J. Watt and his wonderful brother, TJ Watt, and on the back, all three Watt brothers, including Derek Watt. What?
So wait,
that's an old Chris Berman joke, by the way. What?
Is that the breakfast of champions, I see?
It is the breakfast of champions. And you know what you put on that breakfast of champions? Right here, Wisconsin's very own Organic Valley 2% milk. I started drinking this in 2007 down in Florida when I used to be kind of lactose intolerant. Once I started drinking Organic Valley milk, took care of the problem. I mean, I'm telling you, other things have chemicals, BGH, all that stuff. It makes a difference, at least for me. And I'm not being paid to do any endorsements here, but I'm just saying that's what. So I got my Organic Valley milk. I've got my Wheaties. I had a bowl last night. The CEO of Kellogg's is suggesting to save money, maybe people should have a bowl of cereal now and again, which I think most Americans do. But people have their undies in a bundy over this. We'll talk about that and the Trumpster coming up later this hour. It's going to be fantastic. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Off the text line, you can also text us, don't forget as well, at the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Steve in Milwaukee, listening in, we assume, on WAUK The Shaw, says, quote, "I totally agree with Todd. The corporate media network is working together to be soft on Trump, even after all of this Russia disinformation that keeps creeping in," unquote. I mean, as a consumer and a watcher of media, I'm fascinated and more than a little disturbed by it because it's noticeable. And it's not just one network. A lot of them across the board are. And what's a little weird is that other networks who you wouldn't necessarily think are starting to hold Trump's feet to the fire. This is a quick one, but I thought this was fantastic. Newsmax, if you're not familiar, even further right than Fox News, kind of Newsmax and OWN, are now the far right television networks, or whatever you want to call them. And Newsmax was covering one of the Trumpster's speeches, I believe, down in South Carolina over the weekend, where Trump was going on and trying to perpetuate the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. And at the end of the speech, this is the disclaimer that the anchor for Newsmax put on it.
Never get tired of that guy. The president mentioned in his speech the 2020 elections. Newsmax as a network believes the results were legal and final. Greta's coming up next. Stick around.
Greta's coming up next. University of Wisconsin-Madison alum Greta Van Susteren. Used to be on Fox a long time ago. Can't get enough of that guy, though. That's what they say over at Newsmax. But their lawyers are telling them, make sure you add a disclaimer that actually, no, the 2020 election was not stolen. Because, as it turns out, Fox had to pay over $725 million. In this Dominion voter lawsuit. Remember when Trump trumped up these charges and claimed that the voting machines owned by the Dominion voting company were defective and that they had thrown the election for Biden. And that Fox, knowing that that was untrue, kept perpetuating it. And there was that big lawsuit. You see, things move so fast, we forget about this. And under oath, people like Sean Hannity and others at Fox News admitted that Fox News is an entertainment network, not a news network, and that they knowingly and willingly perpetuated and spread the big lie that Trump won the 2020 election simply to raise viewership and therefore ruined the reputation of the Dominion Voting Company. Jury gave them over $700 million and some people lost their jobs. So that's putting a little different spin over there at Fox News. One of the guys been around a long time, Neil Cavuto, was interviewing a Republican congressman, and he'd had enough of this. And literally he said, look, the Republicans right now are the Keystone Cops. Well, listen for yourself. Here's Neil Cavuto on Fox calling out what Republicans right now really are.
Let's restrain that bureaucracy. And I think that'll be better for markets, better for Trump, better for Americans, better for prosperity. We just need Republicans to lead.
But our Republicans are not leading, and no offense to you, sir. I mean, you guys look like the Keystone Cops. You can't agree on anything. And there's now everyone wants, you know, the speaker's head. I don't know where you stand on that. But to add insult to injury, then the president comes out to say on the border, he's got some ideas ahead of his State of the Union address where he might take executive actions, executive orders, maybe undoing some of the ones that he signed the day he became president. Now, some of your colleagues are going after him and say you can't do that, even though they said you have the power to do this. So he is going to do this. It's confusing because he said he wasn't going to do it. I'm just wondering, is he getting the better of you on the PR front? Not that that should matter, but it seems to matter.
There you go. Neil Cavuto calling out on Fox News, calling the House Republicans the Keystone Cops. And he points it out, Cavuto does perfectly on this border argument. That look, you said you weren't going to pass what Biden and this bipartisan group of legislators wanted because you claimed that Biden had the power to end this stuff with executive order. So now Biden is saying, well, if you don't give me what I want legislatively, I'll do what you're saying I should do through executive order. And now Republicans are saying, no, wait, you can't do that. You can't do what Trump did. Because, see, they really aren't Republicans concerned about results. They're concerned about politics. Then Neil Cavuto had absolutely right. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, always a pleasure, Wisco. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Boy, is it beautiful in Madison today.
Right.
I wish we could bundle this up and spend the rest of the, well, what's left of winter. But anyway, the thing that gets me is the network out and out lies to their viewers on and on and on about the election, and they still watch it. But I think I've heard you correct. I think the media wants a close presidential election, and it's all about ratings, and that's why it seems like they prop Trump up and they'll attack Biden. Of course, I'm a little biased on that, but because I can't stand Trump. But that's just my opinion. It's all about ratings, Todd. So thanks for your show. Have a great day.
I always appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I think it's about ratings. But again, I think a lot of the reporters are still doing the great work in the field that they always have. Places at CBS, NBC, CNN. But I believe that the network executives, this is my perception, that somebody is saying the way we write scripts, I mean, words matter. And I listen to these anchors and how they phrase things and where the stories are placed at what point in the news. And also on great shows in the past, like Face the Nation on CBS, when 2 weeks ago, Margaret Brennan spent all this time on Joe Biden's mental capacity and waits until 45 minutes into the show to talk about Donald Trump's racist remarks. Raises your questions a little bit. We'll come back to the other side. Don't go anywhere. What's worse, cereal for dinner or Trump? We'll explain. It's the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and congressional leaders may be close to an agreement on a government spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We are making good progress. We made it very clear. The Speaker said unequivocally he wants to avoid a government shutdown.
Nikki Haley told supporters in Colorado she is staying in the race. Macy's says it is closing 150 of its 500 stores. CBS News business reporter Jill Schlesinger.
They accounted for about a quarter of the company's overall square footage. Those stores created just 10% of the sales.
50 of the stores will be closed by the end of this year. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagiho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he will veto a bill that looks to address PFAS forever chemicals. While the bill would help communities clean up PFAS contamination, Evers said it would also limit state officials' ability to hold polluters responsible. He's instead calling on the state's Joint Finance Committee to release the $125 million set aside in the state budget to communities impacted by PFAS to test and treat their water. Republican leaders in the legislature are looking to continue their fight to oust Wisconsin's chief elections administrator. They filed an appeal to a ruling in January from a Dane County judge saying that they have no authority to remove Megan Wolf from her job. They say that the State Elections Commission has a duty to appoint a new administrator after Wolf's term expired in June. I'm Nate Wagiho, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. Our high 27 with wind out of the northwest at 20 to 30. That's going to keep the wind chill factor hovering around the single digits or teens here for most of the day. Clear tonight, 16. Tomorrow, sunny, 43 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ooh, yeah. Ayo, man. Ain't nothing like a nice bowl of cornflakes in the morning to smooth you out. Milky. Cereal.
Maybe.
Milky. Cereal. Milky. Cereal.
Maybe.
Milky. Cereal.
Welcome back to the Tattleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, February 27th. Mr. Zommers, where in the world did you dig up that song?
Well, it's Milky Cereal by LL Cool J. Everyone knows this song. That's not true. I don't think anyone knows this song.
You did say during the break, I can't remember. It's been months ago you played that song.
Way long ago, we talked about cereal.
Milky Cereal, that's the name of the song?
Yeah, and it's full of a whole bunch of puns.
By the real LL Cool J.
Yes, this is not made up.
I've never seen him perform that on the Grammys before. So.
I imagine there's a reason for that.
But it's a fantastic song.
Yeah, I'm just going to read a few other lyrics. We've got, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the baddest female of them all? It was Frosted Flake. She loved to bowl. Although her skin was white, she had a lot of soul. I'm going to zoom on a little bit later. We've got, she took me to a club. I think the name was Cheerios. She walked like she was jumping a hurdle. I was happy as a kid that saw Mutant Ninja Turtles. A guy walked over, said, your earring's cute. I said, I'm wearing an earring, but it ain't no Fruit Loop.
All right. That's pretty good. I mean, you probably wrote that song when you had a gummy or something like that. And then
I imagine so.
Nothing wrong with that. Welcome back to the program. It is so a couple of stories here where I want to bring you the facts, and then we're going to do a what's worse, your chance to call in. But here, yes, indeed, I have my Wheaties with me this afternoon. And I know it's not a Kellogg's product. It's a General Mills product. But the Watt brothers are on it. And I actually do eat Wheaties with a little sugar and fresh raspberries is what my preference is. And what goes along with that, but Wisconsin's very own Organic Valley Milk, which I also am a large consumer of as well. So that's what we're talking about here. All right, so here's the first story. From CNN Business, but you can find this in a lot of places. Headline, Kellogg's CEO let them eat cornflakes for dinner. Kind of a takeoff on let them eat cake. Says, let them eat cornflakes appears to be Kellogg's CEO, Gary Pilnix. Make sure I get that name right. Hang on, Toddy. Pilnix's advice to cash-strapped shoppers who are spending the highest portion of their income on food than at any time in the last 30 years. So a lot of things have been made about prices going up at the grocery store. What you don't hear a lot about is that in the last 6 to 8 months, some of those prices, let's take eggs, for example, have come down significantly. And we've talked about this before with other consumer goods. There are things that are up and there are things that take Wheaties, for example. Now, this box of Wheaties at a local grocery store, I think was over $6, almost $7 for this box. Go to your Woodman's and it's like half that. All right. You can get like post Golden Crisps for like $2.85 for a box. So you have to shop around a little bit. All right. But yes, there are people that are paying more for food than they were before for various reasons. So in an interview with CNBC last week, W.K. Kellogg, CEO Pilnick, said the company was advertising cereal for dinner to consumers looking for more affordable options. Quote, give chicken the night off, unquote. The ad's cheery tagline reads, well, that's pretty good. Give chicken the night off. Chicken will appreciate that, right? I mean, it's not unlike the Chick-fil-A thing, right? Where the cows are trying to push the Chick-fil-A.
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah, right. I can't go to Chick-fil-A. They don't like my people there. But I don't go. But anyway,
I've never been, and I don't feel like it because of that reason.
There are people that go, and that's fine. Anyway, so give chicken the night off. That's what Kellogg's is saying. And Kellogg's own cereals such as Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, and others. Of that, or do you have a particular cereal, Mr. Zommers?
I like a lot of the heartier cereals, so yeah. Like Honey Bunches of Oats is a good one, or Raisin Bran Crunch. Not normal Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran Crunch has got the granola in there. It's much more filling.
Raisin Bran Crunch would be a Kellogg product. Frosted Flakes, it's got more sugar than Wheaties, but I enjoy a bowl of Frosted Flakes now and again.
Oh, it's tasty.
I mean, they're great. That's what Tony the Tiger says. And, you know, every so often, maybe about once a year, once or twice a year, I get a hankering for either Fruit Loops or Apple Jacks. And I got to have a bowl of those. Anyway, the CEO goes on, Pilnick says, quote, "The cereal category has always been quite affordable, and it tends to be a great destination when consumers are under pressure. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable," unquote. I agree with that. His advice, though, has not landed well with people frustrated by groceries costing more in some cases. And he's gotten attacked on social media as being insensitive. A CNBC host asked Plinkett if encouraging weary consumers to eat cereal for dinner could, quote, "land the wrong way," unquote. But Plinkett, CEO of Kellogg's, thought the opposite. He said, in fact, it's landing really well right now. Cereal for dinner is something that is probably more on trend now than we would have expected to continue as that consumer is under pressure, unquote. I mean, I don't know about you, Mr. Zomers, but even, you know, I've been eating cereal for dinner occasionally since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the big deal is here. I mean, look at Jerry Seinfeld in the 90s. He had boxes of cereals and you'd see him in the episode eating cereal in the middle of the episode. For, I think most Wisconsinites at some point, you say, I just don't feel like cooking. I want a bowl of comforting cereal.
Especially because we're so big on milk.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's so easy. It's quick. They taste good. And like I said, if you get the hearty ones, they're not just sugar.
They're exactly. You can buy healthy sugar or healthy cereal.
Couple of texts from our own engineer, Casper.
What does he say?
He can always get down with some Raisin Bran. And he also says,
yeah, they're always after me, Lucky Charms.
I do like a bowl of Lucky Charms. See, I'm not a big raisin guy, so I'm not big for the Raisin Bran. But Lucky Charms every now and then, oh, I mean, that's like crack. Not that I've ever tried crack, but I guess I would assume it is. So the Kellogg CEO is under some fire now on social media. Some consumers have called the comments tone deaf from an executive who made more than $4 million a year. They note that boxes of popular cereal now cost more than $7. Well, some do. Not all. And cereal is not an adequate substitute for a full dinner.
Well, that is true.
I mean, on a regular basis, sure.
You should not do that every day.
I mean, do people really think, oh, a hot dog and a Coke is better than a bowl of cereal? I mean, come on.
If they do think that, they should go back to elementary school.
Yeah, right?
And learn about the food pyramid.
So the backlash highlights consumer anger at companies for raising prices on everyday foods and in some cases, boasting about it. McDonald's has also become a regular target for social media users complaining about prices. Well, sure. I mean, here, so the example they give is lamenting the cost of a Big Mac meal, particularly the $18 ones at a widely maligned Connecticut one. Now, this is in Connecticut. So I guess there's a Big Mac meal in Connecticut would cost $18. Well, yeah. If you get like the triple burger with everything on it, the large fry and the pint of soda, yeah, quit eating that much. I mean, I go through Culver's and I get myself a single cheeseburger with ketchup and mustard, a small fry and a medium Coke, and it's like $7. So, I mean, part of that is quit eating like a horse. I mean, really.
Sometimes you need to eat more. Like, I got to do the double from Culver's.
A triple burger? Yeah, a triple burger with a pint of soda? Give me a break. Nobody needs that.
And the people who need that many calories either get there because they started eating too much or it's because they are a bodybuilder, in which case they're not eating McDonald's to get their calories.
So that's the first story. That Kellogg CEO is suggesting that people, maybe to give yourself an economic break, you know, once in a while, have a bowl of cereal for dinner, which I'm 100% in support of. Here's the other story. Trump falsely claims Beverly Hills restricts residents' toothbrushing and showering. I'm not making this up. Former President Donald Trump makes up some stories about a dizzying variety of topics. One of the oddest subjects is his fixation in household water rules in the wealthy Los Angeles area city of Beverly Hills, where he, in fact, used to own a home. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday, CPAC, Trump claimed, quote, this is Trump speaking, quote, they're not notifying people in Beverly Hills. You can only use 40 gallons of water. They don't have water. That's what he said. After criticizing the state of California, how they manage water, he says, quote, and it's true. In Beverly Hills, you pay a fortune in taxes. They say you can only brush your teeth once a day, unquote. This was the only one of the latest of Trump's colorful tales, supposedly, about water restrictions. He said back in September, quote, rich people in Beverly Hills, we don't feel sorry for them. But I do, actually. They pay millions of dollars in taxes. They're taking a shower. They're told to hurry up. You're only allowed a small amount of water when you take a shower. That's why rich people in Beverly Hills, generally speaking, don't smell so good. Unquote. He, Trump, said this. You understand?
What is he on about?
So here is a fact check. In fact, all of Trump's claims are wrong. Beverly Hills does not have any limits on residents' indoor water use. It does not restrict how many gallons of water they can use, how many times a day they can brush their teeth, or how much time they can spend in the shower. It's all false. Beverly Hills limits only residents' outdoor watering, keeping it to a minimum of 2 days a week, among other rules.
Plus, I imagine rich people probably smell good. They probably spend a lot of money to smell good.
The outdoor limits are part of a statewide effort to conserve water to help deal with California's recurring drought-related challenges and a warming climate. So, Mr. Zomers, let's open up the old What's Worse segment. This or that.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time now, once again, for our ongoing segment, What's Worse? There is no prize money involved. You cannot win anything. It's simply your chance to have your opinion and voice heard on statewide radio here on Civic Media. Okay, this is fantastic. What is worse? That the CEO of Kellogg's is being attacked for suggesting that we eat cereal for dinner occasionally, or Donald Trump suggesting people in Beverly Hills are only allowed to brush their teeth once a day? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, the fact that the CEO of Kellogg's is being attacked for suggesting eating cereal for dinner occasionally, or Trump suggesting people in Beverly Hills are only allowed to brush their teeth once a day? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Steven in Green Bay. Thanks for calling back, Steven. What's worse?
Probably the Donald Trump story. And let me tell you something. If I never had to hear Donald Trump mouth flopping in the wind like he likes to do, I would eat a bowl of cereal every day.
that would be a great trade-off. Right? That's a great trade-off. Yeah. What's your...
I also called Organic Valley because I hadn't heard of them before. And I don't know if you know this, but they actually list their organic certifications on their website for customers to actually view for themselves, which I thought was really great of a company to be that forward with their stuff. So yeah. I'm going to be definitely looking into their products.
Organic Valley is a great company. They're located, their headquarters are near my hometown up in beautiful Lafarge, Wisconsin. That's where Organic Valley, Southwest Wisconsin. Yeah, great products, great farmers there with Organic Valley. So great, Stephen, appreciate you calling. What's worse, the fact that the CEO of Kellogg's is being attacked for suggesting eating cereal for dinner once in a while, or that Trump is suggesting people in Beverly Hills are only allowed to brush their teeth once a day? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. One person says C, none of the above. Okay, thanks for playing along. Another person texting in, attacking the Kellogg CEO is much worse than what Trump said. There you go. We'll be back. More with What's Worse on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
Cereal. Milky. Cereal.
Maybe.
Milky. Cereal. Milky. Peace.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. A little Jack Johnson there.
Got some banana pancakes. That fits with the breakfasty theme.
Banana pancakes. But we're talking about cereal, but it's breakfasty, yes. We're talking about cereal. I have my trusty Wheaties in front of me with the Watt brothers on them here from Wisconsin. And what goes along with Wheaties, but your very own Wisconsin Organic Valley Milk. Great company, great farmers, based here in Southwest Wisconsin. Organic Valley. They do a great job. So the question is, what's worse? The fact that the CEO of Kellogg's has suggested this week that, you know, to make affordability a little bit better, maybe have a bowl of cereal for dinner now and then. Or the fact that Donald Trump is claiming that people in Beverly Hills can only brush their teeth once a day, which has been fact-checked and in fact is wrong. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, calling in. Mr. Perry, what say you?
Did I win?
This is not prime mover, I'm sorry.
What I think is best about this story is it's very heartening to me that people have finally found the courage to take on big cereal.
Right.
It's about time.
Right.
My favorite is if you can stand the damage to the roof of your mouth, I enjoy a brimming bowl of Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries.
Right.
That's
there you
my
go.
Favorite cereal.
I like it better without the berries, personally.
Tough. Really? Apple Jacks.
Oh, okay. Or then there's the oop.
Go ahead.
There's the oops all berries where you get just the berries too.
Never had that.
A lot of good memes about that though.
Really? But you're right. Some of those cereals kind of ruin the top of your mouth. Like the fruit or Apple Jacks do that to me, but you can't stop eating them. I mean, we grew up in the same town, Richland Center. I mean, the Perrys must have had cereal for dinner occasionally.
Oh, man, yeah. And as I got older, in high school age, absolutely.
Right?
If there was ever a time where I was on my own for dinner, it was going to be cereal, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I catch my son doing that now, too.
Really?
He's a sophomore in high school. I catch him doing that, yeah. Or a late-night snack, you know.
And unlike Jerry Seinfeld, where he had all those cereal in his cabinet, I've told this story before, Jeff and I both went to UW Platteville together, and he went to Jeff's subterranean apartment in Platteville, and he opened up his kitchen cabinet, and there were VHS tapes of the David Letterman's late-night show. That's a true story.
Which are not... They do not stay crunchy in milk.
Really? Oddly enough. Well, sorry, Mr. Perry, nothing to win, but we appreciate you playing, nonetheless. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. And I guess, and I can start brushing my teeth more than once a day now, too. So that's great. So the things I learned on the show, Todd, it's just fantastic.
Well, and to the point, you called it Buddy Ebsen, who played Jed Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies, did, in fact, brush his teeth more than twice a day, despite what Donald Trump would lead you to believe.
Unbelievable.
Thank you,
All
Jeffrey.
These years, I've been misled.
Always appreciate it. Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. What's worse, the CEO of Kellogg suggesting that people maybe eat cereal for dinner occasionally, or that Trump is suggesting that the people of Beverly Hills are only allowed to brush their teeth once a day? 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, what's worse?
Hi, Todd. Well, first of all, I was always thinking that the breakfast food is all-day food. Mm-hmm. So there's no news, and why people are so upset about it, I don't,
right?
I have no idea.
I strongly agree.
Then yeah. To you, Todd, yeah, it's just like, what they do, talk about something serious, like a daycare right. or something. you know? And another thing is, for lactose intolerant, Todd, if you are okay with the smell, the best is a goat milk.
Really? I've never, had goat milk.
It often happens.
All right. I'll have to try it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm probably going to stick with my Organic Valley, but I appreciate the suggestion. Who knows? I might get investors.
I'm not saying switch. Just try. Open up your horizon, for crying out loud. You know?
All right. I'll do better. I'll try to do better.
And about the Trump, I don't know why Trump doing it, and who is listening to medical advice from Trump.
I'm not sure.
I mean, is the COVID not enough?
Right. Appreciate it, Karina. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. What's worse, the CEO of Kellogg's saying that people should maybe eat cereal for dinner occasionally, or that Donald Trump suggested that people in Beverly Hills are only allowed to brush their teeth once a day? Gary from Sussex. Gary, what's worse?
Well, first of all, I have oatmeal. Is oatmeal considered a cereal?
I would say yes. Yes. I'm a big Quaker oatmeal fan.
All right. So I eat oatmeal almost every day. I put applesauce in. I cut up apples. I put cinnamon in there, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Every single morning I have that. And then at night, when I go to bed at night, the last thing I do, and I've been doing this for 70 years, I have a bowl of cereal before I go to bed.
Right.
Now, I got to make sure. Right now, I can't have anything that has chocolate in it. Otherwise, I get acid reflux.
Uh-huh.
An hour later, I'll be jumping out, you know. But, you know, if everybody starts eating cereal twice as much, these guys that own these corporations are going to be making twice as much money as they did before. So right. I give them credit. So
I think it's great.
I don't know what's worse. And, yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, obviously, he knows he's going to be fact-checked on it. You got to know Donald Trump. I listen to his speeches. He comes up with the craziest stuff.
I know.
They're like parables for him. He tells a story, right. Hey. And it's not exactly true, but it's he tries to give you the idea of, you know, these people are so rich, don't feel sorry for people in Beverly Hills.
All right, Gary, thanks. Appreciate the call as always. Thanks for We Agree on Oatmeal. Thank you so very much. 844-967. Want to get quickly before the top of the hour to our colleague who comes on now at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, calling in. Maggie, what's worse, the CEO of Kellogg suggesting cereal for dinner, or Trump suggesting people of Beverly Hills can only brush their teeth once a day?
I'm going to have to go with the Beverly Hills because, of course, this is part of the continuing dialogue that is the patina of climate change denialism, right? Like, that's why he's talking about it. Like, isn't this so crazy? And isn't it stupid that you might have to think about water conservation? Literally, Arizona, portions of California, they're going to run out of water. So, yeah, maybe only water your luxuriating green lawns in Beverly Hills twice a week. But Trump's got to twist it, right?
What's your favorite cereal, Maggie?
You guys are going to make terrible fun of me.
No.
But I'll take it. Grape nuts, because I like
the
crunch.
There you go. Nothing. Perfect. Nothing. Zomers like some crunch as well. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock. Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate it. Maggie Dawn back with more, including Jeff Timmer, talking about the Michigan primaries next hour.
on air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Tune in Wednesday. Very special Devil's Advocates. The boys are back from Michigan. We'll tell you all about it and the results of the Michigan primary. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local...
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine. 99.9 FM W260CV Racine. And 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.